I think we find it in the 107th Psalm where it says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Oh, the love that sought me. Oh, the blood that bought me. Oh, the grace that brought me to the fold. I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed. Jesus saves me and keeps me just now. Hallelujah. And I join with the throng round the throne in the song. I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed. Jesus saves me and keeps me just now. Hallelujah. And I join with the throng round the throne in the song. I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I think that's the essence of what we will be singing when we get there. We'll never forget what Jesus has done for us. And he doesn't want us to forget. He wants us to remember the price that he paid for our redemption. Bought with a price not of silver nor gold. Bought with a price that of worth untold. 'Tis the blood of Jesus shed on Calvary, purchased my redemption and set me free. Praise the Lord. Do you think I have a right to sing?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you think I ought to sing?
Yes.
He puts a song in your heart. I'm so glad for song. Are you? What an inspiration as we go on this pilgrimage to hear these hymns. We have songs as well as these songs of degree. And just as inspiring, because I believe they've been inspired by the Holy Spirit. I think of Isaac Watts. You know who Isaac Watts was? A hymn writer. He is the father of hymnology as we know it today. He introduced hymns into the congregation. They were accustomed to singing the Psalms and in a doleful manner. And he thought we ought to be filled with joy as Christians. There ought to be a manifestation of joy in this salvation. And so his father challenged him. And he said to him, you write a hymn. You write something. So he did. You know what he wrote? We're marching to Zion. We're marching to Zion. And you know, when that was first introduced, there were among them people that didn't want to sing. They didn't want to sing that. They didn't want to sing it. So he introduced the verse, let those refuse to sing who never knew our God, but children of the heavenly King, they ought to sing and they ought to shout.
Speak their joys
abroad. You know, the Lord wants to so get hold of us and possess us and open our understanding and cause us to see the wonder of it all. Brother Matthew, he said to me, they are introducing the amazing grace. And we've failed to come to that place where it is to us amazing grace. That God should love a sinner such as I. How wonderful is love like this? Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Were you a wretch?
Yes.
We all were wretched in our sins. And he offered himself through the eternal Spirit to take our sins upon himself and to take them all away Gone, 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 gone. Yes, my sins are gone. What did he leave me with? He left me with a song. Song of deliverance. Song of courage. A song of strength. A song of salvation. Praise the Lord. And so I was this morning inspired afresh with hearing these instruments. Did you hear them this morning? They sang, of course, Holiness, or played, they didn't play it, but it sings within us as we hear the music on the instruments. Holiness unto the Lord is our watchword and song. As we're marching along, we're not marking time, you know, but we're on the way, we're on the wing, we're on our way, we're marching to Zion. You know, I was tempted. The Bible says yield not to temptation, but I think there are some things we ought to yield to. And I thought maybe it'd be good if we stood up. The soldiers of Christ would arise and then march forward. You've been standing still long enough, the Lord said to the children of Israel. It's time for you to go in now and enter in. Take possession of the land.
Hallelujah.
So, arise, soldiers of Christ. Arise, that means you, right?
Amen.
Are we soldiers on this march toward Zion?
Yes.
There are conflicts on the way, and the Lord has victory for us.
Yes.
And he wants to put something within me. Hallelujah. Something of that conquering spirit.
Hallelujah.
Conquering spirit.
Hallelujah.
Conquerors all are we. We're all conquerors. Not in our own strength, but through the blood. Through the blood, through this Lamb who died for me and lives again in me. I have victory. There's no other source of victory and of that hope of attaining to that place to which he calls us. We're marching to Zion. And I thought of a passage in Romans 13 where it says, knowing the time, brethren, it's time that we wake out of sleep. The night is passing. The day is dawning. Wake up! And A.B. Simpson, he was the founder of what movement?
The Missionary Alliance.
Missionary Alliance movement. He says we're half asleep. The best of us are half asleep. Why did he, how is it that he said that? Or what basis upon which he said that? Because the 10 virgins, they all slumbered and slept. Even the good ones. I want to wake up. Oh, to the wonder of it all. The wonder of it all. That God should love me. Wake up. It's true. It's the greatest truth in the world that God loves sinners. Sinners. He came to save sinners. And it's an honest confession if we smite upon our own bosom and confess, I'm a sinner. I'm lost, condemned, unclean. And as we make that confession, he applies his blood. We sang in there, he pours in oil and wine in these wounds, but he whispers to assure me. What does he say? You're mine. You're mine. I've come to save you. And we can respond to that and join with that company who are marching to Zion and who are have that song in their hearts. They can't help it. They cannot help it but to sing and to shout at times. Oh, singing I go along life's road, praising the Lord, praising the Lord. For Jesus has lifted my load. Now we have that testimony, don't we?
Yes.
Let that song well up in your soul. Offer him that praise. Let us offer, it says, by him, let us offer the sacrifice of praise continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks unto his name. Let's exalt his name together. I like that. I'm glad that I have others with me. And it's a great host of those who are with us. They're not all here. But someday we'll all be together before the throne, and we're going to bow and we're going to sing once more. We're going to sing again. Unto him who hath loved us and washed us from sin, unto him be the glory forever. Amen. I guess I shouldn't have been so, what shall I say, emphatic. I said, my wife says to me, shut up. I think maybe we can ease that a little bit. She says, just be still. Be still.